USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The NATO Secretary General is calling on Russia's government to withdraw 90,000 of its troops, which it's positioned along the Ukrainian border, something that the Ukrainian president claims is a precursor to a coup being backed by Russia in his country that he says is planned for next week. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg saying today at a news conference,
This military build-up is unprovoked and unexplained. It raises tensions and it risks miscalculations.
Russia denies the claims that it's planning to be involved in a coup of any sort. A government funding deadline now waiting for Congress when they get back to work next week. The U.S. government next set to run out of money on the 3rd of December. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The world concerned about the latest COVID variant, and Dr. Anthony Fauci says it does seem to be spreading at a very rapid rate. The White House chief medical advisor telling CNN that U.S. scientists are busy working with those in South Africa to study the Omicron variant as it was first detected in South Africa a few weeks ago. They say so far no cases of that variant have been identified in the United States. Immigration policy will be back in the spotlight this upcoming week when lawmakers are back in Washington. They've been tucked into President Biden's social spending bill. The Republican Texas Senator John Cornyn says he doesn't think they'll stay there for long.
The immigration provisions will not survive the parliamentarian, and the Democrats know that.
One person remains hospitalized, the victim of a mall shooting in Tacoma, Washington. Police say no arrests have been made. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The electricity being shut off again in parts of California in an aim to reduce the risk of wildfires. More than 120,000 Southern California Edison customers had their power shut off yesterday. Others are now under consideration for shutoffs, again, all to reduce wildfire risk as gusty Santa Ana winds and dangerous dry conditions combine to cause quite the risk right now. It's affecting customers particularly in the counties of Los Angeles, Riverside, and San Bernardino. Meanwhile, staying in Southern California, where a Home Depot near Los Angeles has been the latest target of one of those mob thefts. According to the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, a group of about 18 teenagers went into a Home Depot tools section at the store in Lakewood, California, and just took all sorts of merchandise, leaving in about 10 vehicles, taking off in them in different directions. Now some district attorneys in the state are joining forces against this organized retail theft by sharing resources and information among different counties and jurisdictions. They say each agency will dedicate one prosecutor to the collaborative enforcement efforts. Meanwhile, many police and prosecutors across the rest of the nation are watching closely to see how California responds to this new problem. And coming to you from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.